Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
Our school is housed in an old building. Unlike in most modern schools, the classrooms are not very spacious, but they are light and somehow cosy. Most of all, I enjoy studying in the maths class, which is on the third floor. From there, there's a nice view of the park. All the furniture is made of light wood, and there are pots with flowers on the windowsills. There are two boards, one smart board, and the other is a traditional blackboard on which we can write with a chalk. I find it old-fashioned, but very cute.
Speaker B. I don't like the way my school looks. It's a gloomy, grey building, and I hope soon there won't be schools like mine anymore. All schools should be built with light and safe materials. The classroom should be spacious, equipped with all sorts of gadgets the teacher and the students may need during the lesson. The teacher will have a team of robot assistants, and probably there won't be subjects, but I don't know yet how it will work. Speaker C.
I live close to school, and it takes me about 5 or 7 minutes to get there. The walk to school and back is the only time I spend outdoors. I have classes till 2 p.m, and after that I write essays and compositions, solve maths problems, make presentations, write all sorts of projects, and so on and so forth. I don't have time for sports or for friends. I'm looking forward to the time when I'm grown up and free to do whatever I like in the evening, because my working day is over and I don't have to do loads of assignments for the next morning.
Speaker D. I've changed school recently, and now I learn in a new modern building. You will see it from the bus stop. Yes, I believe the easiest way to get there is by public transport, because if you go by car, you can get stuck in a traffic jam. But if you take bus number 35 from the centre, it'll take you only 20 minutes to get there. If you come around 3 p.m, I'll be waiting for you in the sports ground next to the school building. Is the time okay with you? Speaker E.
We spend a lot of time in school. Some people complain, but I believe it's okay because school is not only about learning. My school, for example, provides all sorts of opportunities to those who enjoy an active lifestyle. There's a sports ground where we play basketball and football. There's also a swimming pool inside, and all the students can use it, not only for PE classes, but also after school. I personally don't go there very often, however, because I can't swim well, and I find the water there a bit cold.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the texts again. Speaker A.
Our school is housed in an old building. Unlike in most modern schools, the classrooms are not very spacious, but they are light and somehow cosy. Most of all, I enjoy studying in the maths class, which is on the third floor. From there, there's a nice view of the park. All the furniture is made of light wood, and there are pots with flowers on the windowsills. There are two boards, one smart board, and the other is a traditional blackboard on which we can write with the chalk. I find it old-fashioned, but very cute.
Speaker B. I don't like the way my school looks. It's a gloomy, grey building, and I hope soon there won't be schools like mine anymore. All schools should be built with light and safe materials. The classroom should be spacious, equipped with all sorts of gadgets the teacher and the students may need during the lesson. The teacher will have a team of robot assistants, and probably there won't be subjects, but I don't know yet how it will work. Speaker C.
I live close to school, and it takes me about 5 or 7 minutes to get there. The walk to school and back is the only time I spend outdoors. I have classes till 2 p.m, and after that I write essays and compositions, solve maths problems, make presentations, write all sorts of projects, and so on and so forth. I don't have time for sports or for friends. I'm looking forward to the time when I'm grown up and free to do whatever I like in the evening, because my working day is over and I don't have to do loads of assignments for the next morning.
Speaker D. I've changed school recently, and now I learn in a new modern building. You will see it from the bus stop. Yes, I believe the easiest way to get there is by public transport, because if you go by car, you can get stuck in a traffic jam. But if you take bus number 35 from the centre, it'll take you only 20 minutes to get there. If you come around 3 p.m, I'll be waiting for you in the sports ground next to the school building. Is the time okay with you? Speaker E.
We spend a lot of time in school. Some people complain, but I believe it's okay because school is not only about learning. My school, for example, provides all sorts of opportunities to those who enjoy an active lifestyle. There's a sports ground where we play basketball and football. There's also a swimming pool inside, and all the students can use it not only for PE classes, but also after school. I personally don't go there very often, however, because I can't swim well, and I find the water there a bit cold.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.